Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
So much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. There is so much for us to discuss because we're living in a world that seems like we're just constantly in urgency. Listen to what the writer of Romans says in chapter 13, beginning of verse 11. The night is about over and dawn is about to break. I mean, we are without question living in a world that's like, I know. I mean, I'm going to get to it. I'm going to do it, but not right now because urgency seems to swallow us up. You know, we know what's important. I mean, we really do. We've just convinced ourselves we've got plenty of time. And because life is ridiculously crazy busy, we're resolved to get around to doing what we know we should be doing, but, well, later, when things slow down a bit. Have you ever said to your spouse, you know, when we get through this season, things will be better, but they never seem to be? Have you ever been in a conversation with your children? I'm going to start being able to show up at your ball games or show up at your concert when I get past this season, and then realize that season never, ever ends. I mean, I know we're resolved to doing it when things slow down a bit, but things don't ever seem to slow down a bit. We'll always change our ways or reprioritize later. We'll get around to living out our faith and what we believe in most and prioritize our life better. But let's face it, we just don't ever seem to get there. But what if there's no later? What if what we're living in today was our last day? The night is about over, dawn is about to break. I mean, it just couldn't possibly be, could it? I mean, two dear friends of mine in the past 2 months have had heart attacks, and they're my age or slightly younger. They're guys that are much more fit than I am, one a widowmaker and one a triple bypass with open heart surgery. I mean, if you think about it, the dawn can happen at any time. I mean, the night is over. Dawn is about to break. Tomorrow, if we're not careful, is sure to be the same as today. There'll always be plenty of time, right? Well, Peter wrote that God's right now restraining himself because he loves me and you. He's holding back the end because he doesn't want anyone lost. He's giving everyone space and time to change. I mean, God, in his infinite love for us, is allowing us time not to get our junk together, to prioritize him. He's holding back the end because he doesn't want anyone lost. He's giving everyone space and time to change. But Peter warned it's not going to last forever. When the day of God's judgment does come, it's going to be unannounced like a thief, he says in 2 Peter 3. When the last day comes, the space and the time God's been giving us is going to be gone. So Peter makes this appeal. Since everything here today might well be gone tomorrow, do you see how essential it is to live a holy life? He said that in 2 Peter 3, starting in verse 11. So Peter says, hey, live with urgency, yes, but live with great importance, more importantly. At times, urgency is our great deceiver. Satan would love to convince you that everything is urgent, but friend, not everything is urgent. The most urgent things in the world are the gifts that God puts right in front of us in the sacred moment of today. Your family, your parents, your children, your walk with God, your faith at work. My friend, today, make sure it counts for something. Make sure today that your urgency is about importance spiritually, that you invest in those things that God holds dear for you, not the things that the world holds dear for you. Remember Romans 12:2 from a week or two ago? You don't have to conform to this world. Don't pour into a mold somebody else has for you. Grab hold of today and the sanctity of it and let you grab hold of it in such a way that what you do today, God honors and God blesses. Thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.